your host, Mike Holt.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Thursday night chat with Mike, and welcome aboard, everybody. We've got three Queenslanders with us, and the lovely Grabs, or Gabrielle May, down in Victoria at Nanagoon. And yeah, lots of good information coming out tonight. Mick, why don't you start things off and tell us what you're going to be talking about on Sunday at our next assembly here.
It's an ongoing process, of course, but I'm trying to get out of paying all caps bills, registrations, licenses, etc., etc. I've got the documents to send off, so if anybody wants the docos, I've got them off Alex. And you just send all the information to the general register in your state, and it's he has to pay it. That's his particular job.
Yeah, well, if you can get them to, I mean, it's a hard job because they're denying that they are responsible.
Yeah.
You know, well, but the fact is, it's their job to do all of this stuff, and we have to force them to do it.
Well, I'm not re-registering my vehicles or my licenses, so.
Same here.
I'm going to be the guinea pig.
Yeah, and the other day I was down in Brisbane and we went through a toll road, and I just haven't bothered paying it. They can come after me if they want to. David's just popped in and popped out again. Hello. There you are. And David is our resident crypto guru. And I took some of his advice the other day and cashed out my Bitcoin, and I made quite a nice little profit on that. But I'm just waiting now for the Bitcoin to drop again, and I'll put some of that money I made back into Bitcoin and wait for it to go back up again.
I heard it had, Mike. It hasn't gone up yet?
It got up to 40. I cashed out at 39, and it's now gone down again. What is it today, David?
I think it's 31. I haven't really looked.
32 yesterday, so it's dropping again. So once it gets below 30, I think I'm going to put some more money in and just wait for it to go back up again.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy moment at the moment. It's going to be very volatile. So, yeah, I'm sitting on the sidelines for a few things to happen. Anyway, I just set up. I'm going to listen in. I've got a few things to do, and then I'll join in.
Okay. Right. I got my silver coins today.
Nice.
Half-ounce silver coins. Funnily enough, although they're minted in the Perth Mint, they've got the year of the ox with a big ox and its calf and Chinese writing on it.
Yeah, that's a Chinese lunar coin, Mike.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I'll get the kangaroo one next time.
Yeah, it's the year of the ox.
Yeah, I don't know why they worry about China. Nothing to do with us.
I've got year of the snake coins. They're quite nice.
Oh, yeah. I've got some very good news. I had a very long chat last night on Telegram with a guy in the UK. Now, he is just one of many, many that contacted me because he paid John Smith of the UK and international website for some of John Smith's merchandise, ID cards, common law birth certificates and all the rest of it. And like thousands of others, John Smith has never delivered. So anyway, getting back to the guy that I was talking to in the UK last night, we had a great chat, and he has now started setting up common law assemblies in the UK. So last night or this morning, I set up a charter for the UK, and people can go on there from anywhere in the UK and sign the charter to convene a common law assembly. And I've been doing some research today And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to divide the website into five or six different sections. So you'll have the main entry website, which will have a lot of information, general information about common law. And then we'll have a section for admin, another one for sheriffs, another one for assemblies, another one for court, and another one for countries. And each one will have I got a great new domain name today, commonlaw.earth. How good is that? So from now, when I make the new website, you'll be able to go on to admin.commonlaw.earth or sheriffs.commonlaw.earth.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a good domain name, eh?
Yeah.
So, and even better than commonlaw.international, which Rick had before. So, yeah, I'm going to be using that one. So commonlaw.org will be disappearing very shortly. Mm. And we'll have this nice new website with all the different sections. And so, for instance, for the sheriffs, and Ben is a sheriff down in Logan. He's just joined us. And you'll be able to put all your sheriff stuff on there, mate. So in the sheriff section of the website, it'll all be set up so that you can put in your court documents and your arrest warrants and all the rest of it.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So, lots of things are happening. And as more people are coming in now, we've got people up in Cairns and Townsville, I believe, are almost ready to start an assembly. We've got people in Tasmania, straining at the bit. We've got people in Sydney all preparing to create a new common law assembly. So things are moving along very well. Ben, how have you been going down there in Logan?
Yeah, pretty full on actually, mate. That sheriff's mobile has been going off quite a bit. Mm. I met up with a bloke this afternoon who he's actually driven up from New South Wales. Just to come and sort of have a bit of a chat with me and seeing what he can do about his land. Apparently council is trying to come and they're telling him what he can and can't build. They've made him rip a whole bunch of stuff down, and yeah, it's just phenomenal, mate. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's a real nuisance because these councils have taken on so much power, and when you ask them, where do you get your authority from? They say, from the state government. Well, there's a big problem with that. The state government doesn't have the authority to override our Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901. So they have absolutely no authority. And now people are starting to get really jacked off of them. And there's going to be a massive backlash. And I think that's coming very, very soon. But I'm working now with some of our sheriffs and court people up here on the Sunshine Coast to produce an ebook, which we will put for sale on the website, to teach people how to deal with these courts and these demands for money from these liars, thieves, criminals, and traitors. So that'll be a good way to go. And the solution is actually very simple, but you've got to know how to do it. And I'll be providing a guideline in the book, and then also be providing templates for you to use. And you just use those templates, fill in your own details, tell your own story, and away you go. And we want to clog up the courts now with all these affidavits accusing all of these people of treason, and they just won't be able to move forward. Now, when I go back into the court in March, they're going to try and override my affidavit and try and move on. Well, I have a little surprise for the magistrate when that happens. I won't tell you about it now.
Are you interested in podcasts that uncover the truth? Tune into Widdershins Podcast. Straight from science fiction, we uncover the technologies being developed right under our noses. We bring to you the world's leading scientists, engineers, and experts to discover just how far away these things really are from becoming our reality. www.widdershinspodcast.com.
We're all learning now how to do this stuff, and it's very powerful stuff. and we're using their own system against them.
Yeah, well, Michael, up here in Townsville, we put those little letters in and I was there witnessing, and he got the judgment back. The two serious assaults on the police are not being recorded. And it's got you have to pay $950. Hasn't got his name. It's got you. And I thought, oh, brilliant.
They haven't got you, comma, Michael so-and-so.
No, it's got you have to pay $950. No criminal conviction. It's two serious assaults, okay? The magistrate didn't even take into account his affidavit, which has never been rebutted. It's never been challenged. Nothing. So, you know, I mean, he was 72 when it happened, and here's these four cops dragged him down the stairs, you know, fractured all his spine, and my gosh, you know, and they say, you know, and they say, oh, we think it's reasonable.
Yes.
No, it's not. Yeah, we'll see. Reasonable. This is what they do. You know, we don't want you near a thing, and near could be anything. You know, reasonable. Reasonable could be to you know, blowing in your face to getting a bullet in your head. As far as they're concerned, it's so wide, isn't it? How they use this word reasonable.
Yeah, well, they're going to get reasonable in our courts, aren't they? Not.
Yeah.
It's more of a matter of perspective too. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's, like I know what I'd class as clean, my wife definitely wouldn't class as clean. And yeah, it's like, well, what's reasonable to them may not be reasonable to us, and what's reasonable to us is not reasonable to them. So I think they really need to change around their wordings if they're actually going to have a chance to try to stick any of this stuff to anyone.
Yes, and as we learn more and more about the law, they're going to find it even harder. And the fact that they tried to override that affidavit doesn't matter. That's still in the court record, and you can still go after them, Janine, and I'll show you how later on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what's happened in Townsville, Mike? I said, I got that, my friend, she wrote, you know, she sent me a text going, hey, that, you know, there's a meeting on Friday night with the A1, and I thought, oh, brilliant. And she said, no worries, I'll send you all the information. So then I was so excited, I sent it off to you and everything like that, didn't even read it. And I thought, oh, when I read it, it said the 16th of January on a Zoom call. And I go, oh, my God, you know, this is like a bush wedding. Have you heard about the bush wedding, Mike?
No.
Well, there's a bush wedding. And suddenly it's like, the wedding's off. You know, the bride's run away and they've taken all the beer. Half an hour later, the wedding's back on again. They bought the beer back. You know, so that's what it's like. So then someone sent me more information and it is on now. So, so I've been busy all morning organising stuff, getting into people who I know are interested. The guy's place that we're going to, I actually met him about 5 years ago, and I passed on a lot of information, you know, regarding wolves in sheep's clothing and all that sort of thing. So I know him. So we should get a good amount of people there tomorrow night that's all thinking alike, that if it happens the way I'm hoping it would happen, they'll all sign the charter for a common law assembly and we'll get this going, you know, really quickly.
Good. If you want to set up a Zoom call with me, I can Zoom in and answer any questions they have too.
Yep, no worries. Well, tomorrow night's just the A1 and I don't want to interfere with that. Sure. But I said it'll just give people of like mind the opportunity to get them all in one place. And I have to ask about the charter, Mike. Mike, I've put my first name and last name on it, but I want to take off my last name. Should I just
fill in the
charter,
okay,
or can you amend that?
No, just leave it there, Janine, because in common law, we don't have to follow their conventions.
Okay.
All right. We use common English for common law, right? You're Janine Bates, right? That's it.
That's the thing. The last name is what's got the surname is what has been owned by the...
Yes, but it doesn't matter, because once you step out of their system into common law, it makes no difference. They, you know, what we're learning now is how to step out of their system completely and regain our last names as well. And I'm working with somebody on that right now, and he's got a lot of very good information. So Yeah, there's lots of information being learned.
Yes.
I had a very interesting letter from David Walter the other day. In fact, three documents he sent me. And David Walter is a policeman up in Cairns who had all his property stolen, everything. He lost everything. And he was, I think he was a 30-year policeman.
37 years as a policeman and a prosecutor in the Northern Territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, he had a lot of knowledge about the law and how police work and all. And when they stole everything, the Cairns Council, he got a bit angry. And he's written some documents now, sent them to the Queen. And guess what? The Queen sent them back. So the Queen can't help us. And she's told us this before. You know, we've written to her before and she's just come back and said, well, we can't help the Australian people resolve their constitutional crisis. It's up to the people. And that's why we're setting up these common law assemblies now, because this is the only way that we can unite lawfully and take back our government, control of our government, and take back our rights and freedoms.
Well, now we've got permission of the Queen because the Queen says so. It's in the letter.
Yeah, but no, she didn't say anything in the letter. She sent David Walter's letter back unopened, right? So she didn't read the letter. She didn't even look at it. But she has said it to people who've been over there before that she can't help the Australian people. It's up to us. So, yeah.
Would that have anything to do with the when the barons of the UK invoked Article 61 on the 23rd of March 2001, basically usurped her as the Queen and to sort of stand under the lawful rebellion?
I think that's what happened, yeah. But I don't know too much about that.
Yeah, I've actually just had a big argument with one of the main, it was David Robinson, one of the founders of Practical Lawful Dissent, that got me onto Article 61.
Hmm.
And I've just sort of had a big argument the other night with Jackie Phoenix over there, who has basically sort of, I've asked a bunch of questions on the Practical Lawful Dissent Australia Facebook page. Because all these people are asking, you know, it's like, how many people have successfully done this and rah, rah. And, you know, one of them was about the driving and the regos and all that. So I sort of put a comment on saying, yeah, I have. And when I get asked about it, you know, I just, I mentioned the Constitution and all of this. And my comment got deleted. So I asked why. And they said, oh, because you've mentioned the treasonous Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901.
What?
And I was like, well, hang on, what do you mean treasonous? Like, you got to be kidding. And they're like, oh, well, the Queen had no right to or no authority to royally assent any Commonwealth constitution. Therefore, they're all null and void and therefore they're all treasonous. And I've just turned around and it's like, well, hang on a sec. They're like, oh, you know, this is why you can only go by the true constitution, which is Magna Carta. And I was like, well, have you actually spoken to anyone in Australia about this? I was like, because I can tell you right now that the people aren't going to care about your not only just standing under Magna Carta. They're all, you know, well and good to use it as protection for themselves because it does lawfully stand. But as for, you know, calling our constitution treasonous, I was like, that's our main supreme law in our land. And I said, look, are any of your admins or anything actually from Australia? I was like, have any of them actually used any of your notices or procedures that have worked here in Australia? And she sent me back this this message on Facebook in private messenger saying, how dare you, rah, 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 like, yeah, just full sort of carrying on. So I sent back three massive messages and all she said was, it seems to me that that you've given up and I've got no time for defeatist attitudes. And I was like, you got it. It was like, if you had any idea what I was actually doing, you'd know that was far from the truth. I said, I'm not even going to waste any time with this. You got to be kidding.
Yes, you can't deal with people like that.
Dick Yardley's book, Australian Political and Religious Leaders, Treason, Treachery and Sabotage. Dick exposes how Whitlam, Hawke, Keating, Goss, Rudd and all the other Fabians have destroyed our manufacturing and agriculture. If you want to know exactly how they have done it, get Dick's book at advanceaustralia.com.au and click on merchandise. Knowledge is power. Get the power to fight the corruption today.
And if they don't know anything about how our constitution works, it wasn't Queen Elizabeth that brought it out. It was Queen Victoria who assented to it because the Australian people wanted it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I said. And she's turned around and said, oh, yeah, but because of the, the coronation oath or something like that was is said unlawfully since 1560-something. Basically, everything from then on, no queen or no king had the authority to do anything because they weren't lawfully king or queen. And I was like, well, if you're really going to go down that line, I was like, then they had no right to send us here in the first place. We're basically unlawfully on this land. And I was like, so what, we're just basically meant to forget about all of that and just act like we don't exist? I was like, mate, it's like we stand by the Constitution, and that's, you know, the Constitution 1901, and that's the one that we're going to stand for. It's like, for you to over in UK and wherever else they are, to turn around and basically say that we've got nothing here that can help us except for Magna Carta. I was like, you really need to talk to the people and see what they want, because we know for a fact that 1901 Constitution was made by the people, and it took that many years to get it to where it was, and so that's what we stand by. Yeah. And I was like, if you really want to take that away from us, I think you're going to have a big fight on your hands.
Yeah.
If you're enjoying these podcasts on the bloodyaussiebattler.com, why not become a member to support my work? It's easy. Just click on Join Us and choose the membership level that suits your pocket. I've been driving around this old town, driving my old car up and down, trying to find my way back to you. But no matter where I go, I can't find you. I've driven out to many one-way streets. I've driven out to where the highway meets. And every time I end up getting lost. Now every single day, I count the cost. On the wrong way. Oh, oh, oh. Wrong way, go back. I keep on heading down the same wrong track. Ever since that day, you went away.
you have chosen the red pill, then there is only one place to host your website. Enlightened Hosting. No censorship. Domains. Hosting. Secure. Build your website and get online fast. www.redpillhosting.com.